My name is Kyle. I am 17 years old, and I go to Abergallatin High School. Teachers' personalities have a lot to do with the way that I learn, and probably many other students as well. As I am sitting in class, I know that I want to be able to learn, but still have fun at the same time. If the teacher's personality is very sort of upbeat and alive, then I'm going to want to pay more attention to them and listen to what they have to say, rather than sitting there taking notes and am I learning from that or am I just writing it to get through it. The nicer the teacher is, there's a better chance I'll feel more comfortable with asking them a question about something or just sitting back in the back of the class and wondering what I'm doing. When sitting in class, the way the teacher presents the materials to me matters a lot because some ways might stick in my head better than other ways. Some ways that have helped out a lot would be stuff like visual demonstrations. One example would be in a history class, learning about elections or wars. When you do that kind of stuff, you can act out what happened in the war or do an election yourself. Another way would be whenever the teacher will be in the front of the class, they'll be talking about whatever they're reading, and maybe they'll relate it to their personal experience or their life, and they'll tell a story about it or they'll make a joke about it, which sticks in my head a lot. I do not like standardized tests because I feel they serve no purpose. They're teaching you stuff. I understand that, you know, you're looking at it, you know, seeing if you've learned the material or not throughout the year, but I feel that it almost separates people because you look at it and see the smart people, if you want to say, and then you have the lesser smart people, because when you get those scores back, it just shows you that, you know, you may not know the material, but when you take those tests, there's a lot of pressure on kids, so they may not do as well on them.